And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined in Studio A by J. Wynn Russick, our theater critic. How are you doing, Judy?
Well, glad to be here on this rainy day, Tom.
Indeed. So we're going to talk about the Everyman Theater show. It's called Dinner with Friends. Sounds like a very genteel and perhaps even innocuous title, but I'm guessing, I'm hoping that more happens on stage than a bunch of people having a meal, right?
Well, yes, food is eaten and prepared on stage, but only one meal is actually eaten, and or maybe I should say it's the lead up to a meal, and that meal could be called gentle, and it happens in the past. This is a play by Donald Margulies. It won the 2000 Pulitzer Prize. It's a four-character play. It's about two married couples, Karen and Gabe, and Beth and Tom. They are longtime friends. They vacation together. Their kids play together. You get the feeling there have been lots of meals, probably mostly at Karen and Gabe's, because they are professional food writers and expert chefs, and the play opens at their dining table. But you sense trouble almost immediately. Beth is there, but her husband, Tom, is absent. When we find out why, that sets the play in motion. Beth breaks down in tears. She admits that Tom has left her. This causes collateral damage in both the men's friendship and the women's friendship, and it scares the heck out of the intact couple, Karen and Gabe. Here they are discussing the bad news in a kind of post-mortem of that dinner party and nearly getting into a fight themselves.
I think all this marital talk, it's too close to home. I think it made you very uncomfortable.
Made me uncomfortable?
Yes.
Like I say, it's not the most pleasant of topics.
Don't play dumb with me, Gabe.
What?
You're playing dumb.
No, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
do this, you know? Whenever I want to talk about something like this, something
Well, are you trying to pick a fight with me or what?
No, Gabe.
Well, what do you want me to say? That this whole thing scares the shit out of me?
Yes.
Well, it does.
There you go. Beth Hilton and M. Scott McLean in Dinner with Friends at the Everyman. So, Judy, clearly this is a play that it's about marriage and examination of marriage, but it also sounds like it analyzes friendships. Is that true?
Absolutely. These are parallel strands. They're the thematic foundation of the play. When Karen and Gabe were newlyweds, they introduced Beth and Tom. Beth was Karen's friend. Tom was Gabe's friend. Then, after Beth and Tom got married, the couples became BFFs, best friends forever. But forever turns out to be shorter than they expected. There is foreshadowing of this. The scene that opens the second act flashes back about a dozen years to the time when Karen and Gabe fixed up Beth and Tom. And this flashback is the most theatrical part of the play. By seeing this scene after we know what's going to happen to Beth and Tom's marriage, little clues that we might not have noticed otherwise become magnified. These are also clues the characters themselves, of course, overlook. It's one of those if I knew then what I know now kind of situations. And for me, this flashback scene makes the play. And director Vincent M. Lanchese hits all the right notes here. The clues are subtle, but they're evident. It also turns out, getting back to your question about friendship, that there's been an imbalance in the friendships from the start. And now the friends truly don't or won't or can't understand each other. In that flashback scene when Tom and Beth first meet, he tells her, Gabe and Karen's job is to make everybody else look incompetent. Once we're back in the present, the two women get together and Beth spells out that imbalance. Karen is perfection, Beth as flailing and mixed up. It's a revelation that I suspect does permanent damage to their friendship.
I am finally feeling like I'm on the right track for the first time in my life. And what do? You undermine me.
I am not undermining you. I only want what's best for you.
Oh, I see.
Try being alone for a while.
Oh, that's what
is
so great about being alone.
I would indulge myself.
What is
I get
so
to know
about
myself
it?
Better.
Well, that is easy for you to say. You have Gabe. You have this life.
Beth.
You know what I think? I think you love it when I'm a mess.
Megan Anderson and Beth Hilton in the Everyman Theater's production of Dinner with Friends. So, Judy, do the actors' performances make them credible as married couples and as close friends?
Well, yes. We certainly feel these are people who have known each other for a long time, although, as it happens, not as well as they might have thought. Beth Hilton and Scott McLean, who play Karen and Gabe, are completely credible as a married couple. These are the food writers. And when they get enthusiastic about something, like the food they had on a vacation in Italy, they get so excited they talk over each other. McLean, especially, is clearly devoted to his marriage and family. The breakup of the other couple makes him even more devoted. He's an actor who's new to Everyman, But even before Gabe defends his commitment to his wife and his children, we can tell that his feelings are really rock solid. The other couple probably never should have gotten together in the first place. They're played by Megan Anderson and Danny Gavigan. Megan Anderson portrays Beth as a bit of a flake, but also the most vulnerable character on stage. The role of her husband Tom is a tough one. He is angry almost the entire play. But the actor needs to let the audience see some shred of humanity in Tom so that he's not just the cause of all this heartbreak and destruction. Danny Gavigan's performance only goes so far. Instead of even a drop of empathy, I ended up not having a lot of patience with Tom.
So we hear about a genre play called the kitchen sink dramas or kitchen sink comedies. How about this one? Is this a kitchen table play? I mean, does the whole thing take place around a table?
Well, it is kind of a kitchen sink or kitchen table play. Not all of it takes place in a kitchen. The designer is Donald Eastman, and he has created several sets on a turntable, including two kitchens, two bedrooms, and a bar. But Karen and Gabe's cream-colored kitchen, which we see at the beginning, it's complete with a sub-zero refrigerator. It's a standout. Tom, I covet this kitchen. I'm not sure how two food writers are able to afford it, not to mention having a house in Martha's Vineyard, which also figures into the play. But the designer has gone all out.
Yeah, food writers with friends, evidently. All right, so I can't resist. Do we make a reservation to see Dinner with Friends?
Well, you should have dinner with your friends, and you should hold your friendships close and be honest. That's some of the things that this play is about. It also questions how well one person can ever know another, even best friends, even husbands and wives, and the impact that the destruction of one relationship has on the relationships around it. Every Man does a slick job with this material. It's the fourth Donald Margulies play that they've produced, but it isn't an earth-shattering play, Pulitzer Prize or not. One important piece of advice, eat first. Otherwise,
you'll be starving.
Oh, yes, you're watching all these people eat this wonderful food and rave about it, and yes, you will come out starving.
All right, Dinner with Friends. It's at the Everyman in Baltimore until the 14th of April, and we've got a link about the details and all that stuff at wypr.org/midday. So, Judy, next week we're going to go to the Baltimore Playwrights Festival and see a play called Small House, No Secrets. That'll be fun.
It's actually a new musical. It's going to be at Fells Point Corner Theater. Seeing it tonight. Looking forward to it.
All right, me too. Thanks, and we'll see you then. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Lunch today was provided by our friends at Eddie's of Roland Park, Baltimore's gourmet grocer since 1944. Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets and Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the United States. Details online at Eddie's of RolandPark.com. We also want to thank the Baltimore Chef Shop there on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tomorrow night, they're offering two classes. One is on vegetarian Vietnamese street food, and the other is a Spanish tapas class. Gift certificates are available. You can find out more information on the web at BaltimoreChefShop.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap. I'll talk with Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun about the scandal revolving around the board of directors at the University of Maryland Medical System, which has led to the resignation from the board of Mayor Catherine Pugh and other prominent board members. I'll also check in with Pam Wood of the Sun and Rachel Bay of WYPR to see what's up at the General Assembly since Crossover Day, which happened on Monday. And we'll have a little old-timey hillbilly music with a terrific duo, the Local Honeys, in advance of their appearance at the inaugural Baltimore Old-Time Music Festival this weekend. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.